Marriage is tough. Marriage is very hard to keep together. Dave, you've been at it for 10 years. I've been at it for 20. Sam's been at it for, well, 2 hours and 20 minutes, and already things are on the rocky side of things as the couple woke up in separate apartments last night, and Samuel joins us this morning. G'day, Sammy.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. When you're watching back this TV show, give us an insight. Who are you watching it with?
Oh, I'm watching it with some, friends and family.
And how are you feeling when you watching all your drama unfold? Are you feeling comfortable with what happens, or are you feeling a bit cringe?
The last couple of nights, mate, it's been pretty cringe. Yeah.
It's got to be hard seeing your life exposed like that. I mean, I know you sign up for this, and I know this is all part of it, but still, brother, like, this is your life. This is your brass hanging out there, and especially when it comes to things that maybe you know are edited in such a way that don't necessarily paint you in the best light.
Well, that's very correct, mate. Last night was very harsh. I didn't really appreciate what went on last night. So yeah, it was very hard to watch. So yeah.
What do you do, mate? When you go on a TV show, you put yourself out there. They edit it in a way that makes you look pretty rough, and then you have to go on the next day and do a heap of interviews about it. Legit, how's your head feeling today? Are you feeling okay? Or are you actually just a bit frustrated with it all?
Oh yeah, a bit of both, mate. Like it is hard to deal with. Like we do, as you said, we do sign up to it. But when it gets as nasty as what it did last night, it's a little bit. It's new to me, mate, because obviously it's my first time on there. So I've just got to try and navigate my way through as best as I can. So yeah, Sammy, it's interesting for me.
Can we talk about the issue around the photo ranking system? Because it's causing a lot of drama at the moment, and it's not a natural thing. Like, it's not something you're going to do in a normal relationship. It's obviously built specifically for telly. Do you think it's maybe something that's gone a little too far?
Look, I'll be honest with you. Quite a few of us didn't feel comfortable doing it. We just thought it was a silly task, and we knew it was going to fire a few people up, and we didn't like literally ranking people on national television, hot or not. So, yeah. we didn't rate it, but we did it, and, yeah, the rest is history.
Because for mine, it feels a little out of step. I mean, I know we're talking about an experiment. We're talking about a show that brings people together and great personalities and all the rest of it. But when we're talking about, you know, on one hand, the issues of body shaming and the conversations around, you know, not objectifying people based on their looks and appearances, yet we go and do this. It's kind of like it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, in the 21st century, I don't know, we were a little bit bamboozled by it as well, to be honest. That was quite a few of us, but, you know, you're on there and you got to do it. You can't, a lot of the tasks you have to do, so we did it to the best of our ability, and a lot of us got in some hot water for it. So,
I got in trouble at my house last night for something you did on the show. I'm just glad the photos, the cameras weren't there. But I sat down on the couch and my wife was opening up about her day, and I snoozed. I started to fall asleep. So I can totally see how you managed to do that. But that, you got in a bit of trouble for snoozing while Coco was opening up to you, didn't
you? Oh, mate, it's really hard because obviously the general public, unfortunately, don't know what's going on. I'm pretty sure the night before that happened. I don't want to make excuses, but we had our... But you do, but they're there sometimes, mate.
Yeah.
The night before, but I'm pretty sure we had we'd been up. I can't remember what we were doing. I don't think I'm allowed to say. We were up until 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
Filming,
and then, you know, you get up and you do your next task. And, mate, sometimes you're a bit stuck. Like, it was just it caught me off guard, that yawn, and it was probably the worst timing ever. And it just made me look like...
Boring! Sorry, Sam, we lost interest, mate.
She's opening up and I'm there yawning. It was, I'm watching it.
Fell asleep last night when my wife was opening up. So, you know, you're one better than me.
Oh, Sammy. Well, mate, look, we know you and Coco are trying to have a fresh start, but we do seriously wish you all the very best, my brother, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, boys. That was good. Thanks for having me.